Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's show. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with us. We've got a great show coming up for you today, so please share this with everyone. Invite everyone. Tell everyone. Turn on your radio. Get on social media right now.
Exactly.
It's happening.
It is.
So you can watch us on social media. You can also go to kppfm.com.
That's right.
Check us out there. Mm-hmm. If you are just joining us, this is A Mexican Crossing Lines with Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
On kpppfm.com. KPPPFM, LP, Fargo-Moorhead. What's going on? 88.1 FM, KPPPLP.
Right.
Where we're adding local color to your airwaves.
You got it right.
That's correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're also on kppfm.com, so you can listen live there. You can find us on social media. How can folks get at us and tell us what's going on, Duke?
Well, they can do it many ways. One way is to go right to that message line at 701-566-0917. Again, it's a message line. You can leave us a message up to 3 minutes, and we'll get back to you. And really easy ways is do an email, Cindy at kppfm.com or Duke at kppfm.com, and go to our Facebook page at FM 88.1, Fargo-Moorhead, and you go to Mexi-Can and also the People's Press Project.
Ding!
Ding!
And we're going to start off today's show by doing our next raffle, which is raffle number 14 for the Silver Tone Necklace.
You got it.
Tonight, you can see I am sporting the Gold Tone Eagle Feather Necklace, and this will be the one for the next raffle,
mm-hmm.
which is raffle number 15.
I got five more to go.
We have five more raffles to go, kids. So enter so you can help with the Legal Defense Fund. Dang, this bowl is heavy.
That's right.
Get
to it.
Ah, it's super heavy. Okay, so let's do it. Drum roll, please. Joanne Ricardio?
Really?
Yes! She has won before. Cool. Joanne, you've won again. Thank you so much for donating, for supporting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For helping in the defense of Kathleen Bennett. I don't know why I'm handing you the bowl.
Yeah,
you don't
right.
need the bowl.
I don't need the bowl.
I have to tell you guys, I so appreciate all of the support that you have sent. Attention that you have paid to what happened at Standing Rock, to what happened to this Oglala Lakota elder and her mom, and for your support in her legal defense. In fact, I was speaking to her attorney today, and I have been keeping in touch with her. As we told you the last time, there is a hearing that was scheduled for September that has now been postponed and switched to November,
mm-hmm.
and her October hearing is still in Morton County for the charges of allegations made by Bill Renningfisher on December 6th. That's yeah. still happening,
That's
folks.
Right. October 19th.
And most recent thing I saw from the attorney is that he is still asking the prosecutor for discovery that has not been given to him. Has he got some of the discovery now? Yes. But he has never been, he's never gotten all the stuff. And the hearings are right around the corner.
Exactly.
So that's very obstructive that this is still going on in her case. How can you help? Well, the best way that you can help is by donating. The other ways you can help is by supporting the shows that we've had in the past about Kathleen Bennett.
Exactly.
Go back, share those, share the story, share the summary of the video, share the article that we have on kppfm.com. Make people aware of what really happened out at Standing Rock to innocent people like Kathleen. And if you can, and I urge you to try, please donate to raffle number 15.
Yeah.
How do folks do that, Duke?
Well, you go to kppfm.com/raffle, and you'll get a little entry that you click on, and you'll go to this blog post. It says, raffle entry for Kathleen Bennett Legal Defense Fund. This is at kppfm.com/raffle. This is our 15th raffle. You go down to the little tab there. It says click here to enter the raffle, and then you'll end up going to a PayPal link. That'll take either credit cards or PayPal and make your donation in increments of 10. For every $10 donation, you'll be entered once in the raffle. Now, we only have five of these left. So, you know, there's five more chances to win, but we've also raised a considerable amount of money. Thank you to all the support that people have given us. Tonight's raffle raised $110, but total of all the raffles through raffle number 14, we've raised $2,560 towards Kathleen Bennett's legal defense fund.
That is amazing. Thank you. Our listeners and viewers raised that much money for her legal defense, and I could not be more grateful to all of you for doing that, for spending your money on someone that is innocent. As I've told you, our legal system is a failure. It has failed us. So we have to be that change. Please go to kpppfm.com/raffle and click there on the link.
Yep.
You'll be able to enter a donation. It is tax deductible unless you win.
Yep.
Then you get the necklace. You get the necklace,
right?
That's right. You want one of these? I am so proud of all of the women that have donated and sent us their pictures. They're so proud of donating to this fund. Check this one out. This is one that we got recently. If you have a picture of your necklace, oh, look, she's wearing the same one as I am.
Exactly.
Thank you. That was our latest winner. Which one was our latest? I can't remember. Dang it.
Sorry. You sure wrote the name of this person on there.
Oh, God. I
Sorry.
Forgot. You look
we
beautiful
know you.
In your eagle feather necklace, though. And you know what? When people see you wearing that necklace, they're going to know that you earned an eagle feather for helping Kathleen Bennett,
exactly.
An innocent woman. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much. You will be happy to know that Kathleen and her mother are getting along great. Kathleen has done a lot of very necessary doctoring of her own because she's gone from being able to see her own doctors for the last 6 months. And of course, Mary is always improving. Kathleen told me that she's got her mother up. I can't wait to see a video of her walking.
Exactly.
She's going to walk again, people. You see. And it is how long has it even been that her and Kathleen have been together?
Oh, it's only been, less than a month.
I know, but I mean, she immediately is hands-on with her mom, knows how to take care of her. She was formerly a nurse, and we got this family back together. You, us, together. We reunited this family. We reunited Mary and her mom. We got her out of that hospital, and we reunited her with her family. That's what media justice can do. So thank you for all of your support. And thank you for those of you who support our station and our work. It is not through corporate sponsorships. It is not through giant foundation mm-hmm. donations to us. It is the dollars and cents of our listeners and our viewers, the people that have supported our station that keep our work going. And tonight I want to send a special shout out to all of you who have donated, and in particular to Harlan Sylvester. Thank you for the card.
Oh, yeah.
Look how cute this is. He sent me this card, Duke.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, everyone has a superpower. And then on the inside, it says, yours is being awesome. Thanks. I love
Yes.
Harlan's
thank
letters.
Thank you, Harlan. Harlan, thank you.
I know. He's so sweet. And he has like a whole folder. By the way, Harlan, if you're listening, thank you for keeping the snail mail culture alive and listening to us on the radio. He's retired, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I so appreciate that people that spend their time figuring out how they can serve their community, listen to our work and support our work and support the things that we have talked about. Thank you, especially to Harlan, because Harlan has been giving to our station for a long time.
That's right.
He's one of the original supporters of the station. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was because of Harlan's generous donations that we were able to go out to Standing Rock to bring that reporting to you here in the
Exactly.
Fargo-Moorhead metro area. So to Harlan and to every single one of the donors that gives $10, $5, $50, or $100 to our station, we love you. We thank you so much for your support.
This is for Harlan.
We love you, Harlan. Thank you so much. And we love all of you out there who are listening, who are supporting, who are sharing our shows. Some of you are the greatest at sharing all of our shows on Twitter. And some of you share our shows on social media and repost them. I really appreciate that. I mean, I can't keep up with all of the different social media accounts that we have. And we're also on Instagram at GoShemp. And I'm on Pinterest, too. I can't even remember what my name is on Pinterest. It's like, it's too much. But we really appreciate all the support. Guys, I'm going to dive right into today's show because... if you didn't catch it, I started off with Blue Oyster Cult song Burning for You. And I just needed to use that song because everybody has done an apology video for their attendance at Burning Man.
That's
right. I don't know if you noticed. Everyone's doing it, guys. Everybody has a Burning Man video. And some people... are justifying themselves. Some people are, I don't even know. Like, it feels like most of them are simply apologize, but not really apologizing.
I think they're justifying.
Yeah.
Trying to justify why they went to Burning Man, because there's been a lot of criticism. I mean, there's some things that happen. I don't know if you've watched Facebook or if you've watched different videos that came out prior to Burning Man and during Burning Man. You're like, you're thinking this is not the same of what we've seen of people when it came to the Standing Rock, you know, and supporting the indigenous people's movement to go to Burning Man. You know, Burning Man is something, you know, I heard about years ago, but it's not anything I've ever wanted to go to. You know, it's I always thought it was a hippie white people rock festival that wasn't even full of musicians. It was a place to go to a bunch of drugs and have a bunch of sex and rock and roll and out in the middle of the desert. Well, you know, several of the leaders that we've seen in the live streams and with several of the leaders who have been the leaders of Standing Rock were going there to do some sort of drumming. And so there's been a lot of apology videos of people like Chase Iron Eyes and Myron Dewey and saying that they weren't there as medicine men, that they were there as, you know, people trying to do something else. And it was very confusing. But like I said, they've come out with these videos that you can tell what they're being criticized for because they're defending themselves over criticisms of doing things that were disrespectful of indigenous people. And they're trying to defend that they weren't being, that they're in circumstances, different things, you know. We'll go through some of that tonight, but it's like, it's been very interesting.
Yeah, and one of the things I found most funny from some of these indigenous people in media and in leadership, and both of those I think are leadership roles, if you want to think of it that way, is that they said things like, you know, Chase is like, I wasn't there representing anybody. I was just there representing myself.
That's right.
Really? Didn't you run for Congress for the state of North Dakota?
Plus, he's getting signatures for the petition to drop all water protectors' charges.
For the Lakota Law Project.
For the Lakota Law Project.
So, what you talking about, crazy? I don't understand that. Like, you are a representative, not just, you put your face, you put your mug out there. You raised $2.2 million on a generosity fund, or what was it? Something like that.
Yeah.
With Stephen King from the New York Daily News. You're going to tell me now, oh, when it's embarrassing, when it's shameful, you're only representing yourself, right? So nobody can criticize you. So nobody can hold you accountable for shaming Standing Rock, Lakota's ceremony, the indigenous movement, the meaning of colonization, appropriation, holding the man accountable, holding the oligarchs and the billionaires accountable. Instead, you went to rub elbows with them. And what are you talking about? Here's a post of Chase's.
Oh, do you want the video first? Or?
This is something he wrote originally on Facebook, which you do not have.
Oh, okay.
And he says, there's a bunch of stuff he says in Lakota. And then he says, I am seeking compassion and humility on my walk. If I'm wrong, I alone would walk with those consequences without fear. I don't fear the truth, even if it burns me. My blood and my cosmovision What is Cosmovision, Duke? Can you explain to me?
I'm not sure what Cosmovision is.
Cosmovision. I don't know. Was he riding in a spaceship when he was transcending at Burning Man?
Yes, he was Cosmovision.
What is he talking about? My blood and Cosmovision are Lakota, but my spirit is universal. Is that like when white people say, I'm not religious.
That's right. I'm spiritual. Exactly.
There are lies, he says, being spread that I sold ceremony or led some powwow at Burning Man. These are lies. I went to share who I am, that I feel we are on a path of spiritual evolution. Spiritual evolution? Mm. Is that what he meant by transcend? Is that what he means by transcending?
Probably.
Like his spiritual walk is changing into something more akin to naked orgies and in a desert? Why does he sound like a new age hippie white person in his post? I think he may have shared himself around a little bit too much at Burning Man, exactly. If you ask me.
Yeah.
He goes on, I am no spiritual leader or medicine man. You aren't a faithful husband or a good role model for your kids or an honest man either, Chase. And then he goes on more in Lakota, and then he says, I saw a video where my elders think I have done this. I don't recall the two elders in that video that I watched of two women from Standing Rock saying, we're going to get after that Chase Iron Eyes. Where is he?
Yeah.
Hold him accountable if you see him. Send him to us. We want to talk to him. And he says, I have done this. I will call them personally. Yes, I hope he does. And I hope that somebody come get your boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Come find a Chase. He's lost his way. Help him. Somebody, for Christ's sake. Before he transcends again.
Exactly.
Because I don't know what the next spiritual evolution is going to look like, folks. I'm a little bit scared for all of us. So here's another post that Chase did. But first, I want you to see what people were upset about. Now, this is not the original video. And by the way, the drumming in this video is not the original drumming. Although I do have a video from that drum circle or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Weird orgy party drumming thing they did. That does have the original drumming in it that Chumash, a.k.a. Dennis Romero, from the Wolves Den, who were in Flint, the people that squatted, robbed the community, and then ran off, one of those guys, that he did from Burning Man, and you'll be able to hear the original drumming. So just to clarify, because I don't want anyone to think I doctored this video, the original video that showed Chase Iron Eyes and Myron Dewey and Dan Nanimkin and many other prominent people from Standing Rock, including musicians, artists, media people like William Hawk and Brooke Ashley, I can't remember what her other last name is, from Women Indigenous Media, and Tina Pugliese from Women Indigenous Media, and others were there. And so this is a video that was one of the videos that was out there that he was in that shared, got shared a bunch of times, but it got taken down. I don't know who was the original owner of that video because it was all over Facebook. Remember,
yeah,
Duke?
Exactly.
And then when you tried to go back and find it, you couldn't find it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Nope. That's what they said. They said they deleted it. So the original person who posted it deleted it.
I am sure Myron and a bunch of these fake Hollywood Indians that were out there were like, oh my God, who do we talk to?
It was that woman who was part of the Rainbow People. What?
No, you mean the fire lightning thing.
Yeah.
The burning lightning, or what's it called? The red lightning?
Yeah, that's it, red lightning.
The red lightning, yeah, she probably took it down at their request. Mm-hmm. At their request, because you know she was proud of that. That's why they took all those Indians out there, so that they would have these, you know, because they're all appropriating Native culture, Indigenous culture, people of color cultures. They're wearing us like costumes. They're putting feathers in their hat and feathers in their backs and feathers up their butts, and they're running around and hooting, hollering, pretending they're doing ceremony and meditating and powwow and teepees. So they need some real Indians there walking around, not looking pissed off at them, so that they can say to people, look, it's totally legit. We had a Lakota elder there. We had some people from the Paiute tribe there. We had these people there. We had those people there. It's legit. I can totally wear this war bonnet. The Indians told me I could. So thank you, Chase. Thank you, Myron. Thank you, Grandma Patricia. Thank you, William Hawk. Thank you for the Women Indigenous Network and every other Native American that purported themselves to be a water protector that was out at Standing Rock that went to Burning Man to legitimize the appropriation of Indigenous culture. Thank you for doing that, because that is exactly what you did do. You can say you had different intentions. You can say that that's not what you wanted to happen. You can say, in fact, that you never even heard of Burning Man. I don't believe that for a minute, because I heard Burning Man for a long time. I even seen it on the news. So please, please, please. And don't tell me you don't know how to use Google. Please don't tell me you couldn't have looked up what Burning Man is. Okay? Because there's plenty of information on what Burning Man is. So all of these people gave you all of these excuses. They didn't know what was going to happen. Nobody there would tell them. These people tricked them. Some of them, like the Women Indigenous Media people, William Hawk and those folks, were like, we didn't know. We never knew. We never heard of this. And by the way, when we saw what they were doing, how they were tokenizing us, we were outraged. We started educating people and holding them accountable. But you know what? These people never told you how disgusting this festival was in the first place, and that they would never go. It was only after you caught them, after it was known everywhere, and the disgusting depravity that they participated in became known to the public, that is when they decided to tell you how they were there to educate, how they were there to tell people about appropriation, right? I need to go sell devil's, I need to go sell unity to the devil, because that's where the most work is needed, right? I need to go right into the pit of hell and go and work on Satan, because Satan is the most accessible soul. Satan is the person I really want to work on in my walk to save the earth, to stop appropriation, to give people Indigenous sovereignty. I need to go to the lowest common denominator, the filthiest place on earth, the place that least represents the values that Standing Rock was about. And those are the people I need to educate. Really? Do you really think any of us are buying this load of hogwash? Because it's not working. It's not working. So let me just say, here is a post. Did we already do the video?
No, we have not.
Oh, okay. Show the video. I want you to show the video of this.
My name is Andrew Ecker. My mother, Kathy Lindsay. My father, Dale Ecker. My mother's mother, Elva Gallegos. My father's mother, Evelyn Beatty, Irish woman. My mother's father, Leroy Lindsay, Apache man. My father's father, Wayne Ecker, Algonquin.
Today, Junior!
And Chase is Standing Rock lawyer. Attorney. So it's a pleasure to meet you and an honor. We Rainbow Tribe did a little bit of fundraising to send over to you guys.
We are all Indigenous, so we need to transcend. And one way to do that is through the drum.
Going to a powwow.
took his feathers there? Wow. Whoa. I mean, I thought it was bad enough that, some of these people showed up in regalia.
Yeah.
This, I mean, seriously, this is a straight up art costume, futuristic, sci-fi, steampunk.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, if you're into that, go dress as a futuristic pirate ship guy.
Exactly.
Captain of a pirate ship that flies through space, but not with your eagle feathers, not with your regalia, not with your Lakota songs, Chumash. Don't be taking other people, real culture. Okay? They're out there celebrating unicorn people and aliens and equating them to native people. Indigenous people are not oddities. This is not a white people zoo. Okay? You guys made it into one. You allowed that to happen and you shamed your own people. You made them ashamed of you. Now, let me tell you that, like I said, that was not a video that I edited. Somebody took that and they were mocking what Chase did because, you know, Indigenous people have a funny sense of humor and they try to make light out of bad situations. Mm-hmm. But this was disgusting. It really was. Here's another post of Chase's. You could tell he was really rattled by this because he wrote a lot of posts about it. This one says, "Be vicious if you want." Oh, no.
That's right.
Oh, no. Are you guys being vicious at him just because he was out there with his eagle feathers and his ribbon shirt, humiliating Standing Rock and selling out to a bunch of billionaires, playing Indian for them, subjugating himself and giving legitimacy to their appropriation of native culture, and y'all are being mean by telling him so? What's wrong with you people? You let Chase Iron Eyes do whatever he wants, okay? If he wants to sell ceremony, that's his prerogative. He went to Burning Man to have a free expression of who he is and transcend, okay? It's okay if he does it. So he's calling. Did somebody beat this man?
I don't know.
Because vicious makes it sound like somebody grabbed him and beat him. Like, it sounds like what he used to say he would do if he saw somebody wearing a war bonnet at a festival like Coachella. That somebody walked up to him and ripped something off of his body. I heard him talk like that about cultural appropriation. But I guess when you're rubbing elbows with the rich and famous, who cares, right?
Yep.
It's okay to sell out your culture then. So here is what Chase Iron Eyes had to say. What most of you perceived as mockery. Oh, it was your perception. Sorry. I'm really sorry you saw things like that through your eye holes. Maybe next time, keep them shut. This is a horribly fake apology. Be vicious if you want. I walk with the incomprehensible sacred. What is that? What most of you perceived as mockery of Native people that I and other Natives took part in deserves some attention. First of all, that was no ceremony that we are used to in Indian country. We're talking about a group of people, 80% of the globe, who may not have ancient ceremonies, no ritual, ceremony, protocol, no spiritual home that descends from the beginning of creation that belongs to their people. Native people have that. Original nations, original civilizers of this hemisphere have that. Be grateful that the spirits still guide us. What happened to Burning Man was their expression. Those that have been separated from their sacred. We did not know what to expect. We all just went with good hearts and good intentions. Oh, well, there you go, folks. He had good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
What have I told you guys about good intentions? The road to hell is paved with them. And you know what? Intentions don't mean squat. You know what I look at? I look at actions. I look at what your actions are and the outcomes of your behaviors. What is the outcome? Was it good for anybody? Let's go on. What else does it say? I don't know who brought the coals from Ocheti Sakowin Oyate. I don't know how that big drum, grandmother drum looking drum got there. It wasn't ours. I didn't see anyone wearing fake headdresses at that drum gathering. I didn't see or know if anyone was drunk at the drum prayer. He couldn't tell. I watched that video, Chase. I could tell, and I was watching it through a video. Didn't see, sorry, you went too far. Didn't see or know if anyone was drunk at the drum prayer. I went there to gather signatures. Oh, that's what it was. And then somehow along the way, he ended up wearing his eagle feathers and his ribbon shirt to a drum ceremony accidentally. I see how that can happen. Lots of people get lost at Burning Man. It happened to Chumash.
Mm-hmm.
You just get, it's giant. It's like 80,000 people in the middle of a desert. I wonder if he stumbled into another woman's vajayjay like he did at Standing Rock. Maybe that happened too. I went there to gather signatures on a petition for to free the water protectors facing actual prison time right now in real life. Oh, really, Chase? Well, you know what? I find that really hard to believe. And do you know why? Because when an actual Oglala Lakota elder and her mother and their lives were in danger from Melanie Stoneman, your friend, and I sent that to you and Matt Remmel at Last Rural Indians, you know what you said? Through Matt Remmel, you told him you didn't want to publish that because you were uncomfortable about having to confront someone at the camp. You told me in a message just recently that you had done it because you wanted to avoid camp drama. But you don't mind mocking your own cultural heritage out at Burning Man. That you have time for. That you can hold space for. You can spend days on Facebook and social media just making videos and writing posts justifying why you went and made a mockery of your people. But you didn't have any time for Kathleen Bennett, somebody that is one of your ancestors. One of the people that is from Standing Rock? Okay. I have a bridge to sell you too, if you believe that one. He said, I also went there to represent myself and what I thought would be a global synchronized prayer. And who are you to say what prayer is? Well, you know what I can tell you? I can tell you that taking sacred coals from the fire to a place where people are doing drugs and alcohol and having orgies, where orgies are encouraged, where drug use is encouraged, where drinking and drugging and orgies altogether are encouraged, is a mockery of ceremony. It's a mockery of the sacred. I know that. Anybody knows that. And you of all people should know that. So he goes on. He goes, we're not the only one. I didn't bring the drum there. I don't know where they got their drum. We're not the only ones with drums in the world. I didn't see any of our kinds of drums. What they were doing was not Lakota or any other kind of ceremony. It was an expression of their own state of knowing. Oh, now he's speaking for the rainbow people and defending them? He sounds like a six-year-old that just got caught stealing. That was their thing, like a meditation. A channeling. Ooh, whose spirit were they channeling? Whose spirit do you think they were channeling there? We just happened to be there to support it. So you were there to support it, huh, Chase? It was supposed to be a global drum prayer. It was no ceremony that I ran or anything like that. Who is anyone to tell me where I can or cannot go? I'll tell you where you can go, Chase, with your lies and your fundraising and your fake, phony leadership. I'll tell you where you can go, Chase. You can go to hell. That's where you can go. Because that's where the road to all of those good intentions, the road of good intentions goes straight to hell. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you where to go. That's where you should go. I represented myself there. I thought people were trying, you have to go further down, move that up a lot. Keep going. So he goes, I represented myself there. I thought people were trying to pray. So I did my part in dancing in place to just support that in the way that I know how. It's all good. The truth cannot be hidden. Everyone can continue on their own paths, even if that means attacking me. I did thank those of you who have had my back. That certainly may not be the place for ceremony, but who am I to tell anyone how they should pray? Maybe that's all they have. Oh, those poor billionaires. This is the only way they know how to worship. By having orgies in the desert with drugs and mocking and tokenizing natives. Oh, those poor rich people. Poor things.
Oh, yeah.
Chase is so understanding. Mm-hmm. He would make a great politician. So if Chase is willing to, as some people have accused him, self-ceremony or sell out, do you not think he sold out Standing Rock? Do you not find him capable of selling out some innocent elders like Kathleen Bennett and Mary Trujillo? Because he's showing you who he really is, and he is not apologizing for it. These people took advantage of the most vulnerable people that were standing up at Standing Rock and mocked those people now while they're going to Burning Man. The youth, the elders, non-Native allies that were out there standing up and protecting and giving donations and support. Chase Iron Eyes was one of those people that fought against the UND mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Myron Dewey, Dan Nimkin, all of these people that were out there. Grandma Patricia, the women Indigenous media people, Tina Pugliese, Brooke, William Hawk, all of you guys that were out there, if you were out there playing Indian, you were out there representing your Native nations at an event that mocks and appropriates Native cultures. And Myers was saying in his video, oh, well, that was Lakota culture they were appropriating, so yeah. I didn't know if I should say so. Oh, well, you know what? I'm a Sheikah. I'm a Sheikah Nation, and I could tell appropriation of any Indian culture is wrong. I can just tell you it's wrong. I don't want that people to disrespect Lakotas or Cherokees or anybody. I don't want anyone disrespected. You should be able to tell the difference. Just because you're Paiute doesn't mean that you can't say, hey, don't wear a war bonnet. That's disrespectful.
Yep.
Don't have sex in the middle of the beach wearing a war bonnet. Don't take sacred eagle feathers into a drug-filled, booze-addled party. Simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think these are simple decisions that people can make?
Definitely.
And these people are trying to make excuses for why they didn't, why they couldn't leave, why they didn't leave, why they participated, why they were there, why they would even go. They got all the excuses, all of them. And Myron said he was there to educate.
Yep.
He's an educator. He's got to go educate the devil. That's who he needs to educate, right? Mm-hmm. That's who needs the most education. And you know what? It's a great platform. You can talk to all the drug-addled hippies out there mocking Indian culture, because that's a great place to start. Those people definitely will help. I mean, geez, they brought the dome to Standing Rock. They gave significant amount of money. I guess that means that you should just let them appropriate your culture and mock your ceremonies.
That's right. They earned
it. If they give you money, sell out. That's how you do it in Indian country. Just wait for them to hand you some money and then just sell out, okay? That's the leadership that we get from Chase Lion Eyes and Myron Dewey. Playing Indian out there. How many times have you heard these excuses? I guess now you can add some dimension to that education and indigenizing media that Myron was talking about, which he's using now to justify his actions at Burning Man and defend what he did under the guise of educating and indigenizing the media. What does that even mean? Did he mean that he went and he played Indian to legitimize their event?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you indigenize media?
Yeah.
Put an Indian somewhere an Indian shouldn't be, mocking Indians?
Hmm.
What does that mean? When Chase, Myron, Dan, and the others of their ilk try to compare Standing Rock to Burning Man, and yes, they did. They tried to draw parallels. There was people there praying. There was people. The dome was there. I got such good feelings for building the dome. I saw the dome. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. When they tell you about this, they are being honest. about the comparisons between Standing Rock and Burning Man, because to them, Standing Rock was like Burning Man. It was a festival. They didn't take it seriously. It didn't mean anything to them. They're telling you the truth. And my grandma always told me, people tell you what they want you to know. And if these nitwits are telling you that there is similarities between Standing Rock and Burning Man, that's because Chase was treating Standing Rock like it was a place to start an orgy too. Mulaney was treating it the same way. All of these people had a disregard for ceremony, a disregard for the use of drugs at the camp, a disregard for the treatment of elders at the camp, a disregard for the treatment of indigenous sovereignty. This was not a place of ceremony and prayer and peace and healing. Standing Rock was a joke to them, an opportunity for exploitation. That's why they can compare it to Burning Man and look at you with a straight face. They played the same role at both places because that is what they have inside of them. Mocking the sacred and selling out their own people. And they did it at Standing Rock, so why not go do it at Burning Man? Mm-hmm. They've been doing it this whole time, going here and there. Didn't we show you they did it in Flint? That Chumash guy who's from California was out there singing Lakota ceremony songs, and they were doing the sacred fire for Jill Stein? There weren't any real Native people even participating in this nonsense. They were bilking the people of Flint, and y'all kept letting it happen without holding these people accountable. I told you that when you don't hold people accountable, they go on to do worse and worse and worse things. And these people will continue to shame the water protector movement themselves. I've gotten so much flack. These very same people that are out there making a mockery of the importance of protecting our water rights, the importance of making sure that we don't continue to extract from the earth and pollute her, the importance of trying to ratchet back the inevitable climate change disaster, future apocalyptic scenes that we're going to continue to experience as a result of the damage that we have done to the earth. We have to do without these fake leaders telling us which way we have to go. Because as you can clearly see, they don't have anything for us in that future. They did take in a lot of money, and this is what they're doing all over the country and what they've been doing all over the world as you've seen them travel to Europe and other places. They're dishonoring indigenous people. They're dishonoring the treaty rights. They're dishonoring the water, the earth, and they are performing. This is performance art. I want to show you this Grandma Patricia video, or this is a video she did. Another on the list of people that did videos to apologize for their attendance at Burning Man. Here is Grandma Regina. And here's and it was posted by Red Lightning, and she says Grandma Patricia Richards shares her experience. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say Grandma Regina. Grandma Patricia. Grandma Patricia Richards shares her experience at Burning Man 2017 with Red Lightning, a year of radical ritual. So here she is, a woman that was at Standing Rock, a Lakota elder. And all of these people making apology videos, they're telling you there were elders there. There were people that do ceremonial songs that were there, like Dan and Nimkin. There were people there that had drums. There were leaders there like Chase Iron Eyes. There were indigenous media leaders like Myron Dewey and Women Indigenous Media, Brooke Ashley and William Hawk of Activate Now. There's all these people out there. So don't just yell at me. And of course, if other Indians did it, that makes it right for me to do it, right? No, it doesn't. But let me remind you who Patricia is, who Grandma Patricia was hanging out with, who she was raising money with. Do y'all remember? Out at the camp, I showed you this way back when. Mulaney. Mm-hmm. Here's a post of Kristen Hartman. It says, live thank you from our elders, Grandma Regina Brave, Grandma Patricia, and Melanie Stoneman. Tunki Wikasa Oyate to all of those who donated to hashtag hippies for Standing Rock. So, look at these people. They're willing to sell out to anyone. Anyone. It shouldn't surprise you that the same Patricia who's sitting here with Melanie, a woman who helped kidnap a Oglala Lakota elder and put her in a hospital and nearly killed her, would be sitting here selling out people of her culture in Burning Man. Just because she's an old lady doesn't mean she can't be a sellout. Look at what Regina is doing. She's doing the same thing. Look at what Faith Spotted Eagle did. Look at what Winnie Locke did. Look at what LaDonna did. All of these people can be sellouts. Don't matter. They can sell out. There's a lot of people selling out. This is a post about Dan and Namkin. This is a post that he put up with his video. And if you'll leave that up for a minute, Duke, I want to read a post by a guy named Kenny Frost, where they're talking about this guy, Dan Nanamkin. Nanamkin, yeah. He says about Dan and his video, excusing himself for his, trying to give excuses for why he went to Burning Man. He says, Kenny Frost says, well, now it's Dan Nanamkin's turn to try to justify when he was at Burning Man. Of course, if you listen to his statement, he's also talking circles, attempting to compare Burning Man to Standing Rock. Like Chase Iron Eyes, Dan isn't looking into the camera at all. His body language says he is lying. Sad. Shake my head. How can Burning Man be like Standing Rock? Kenny, I just explained it. Somebody share with Kenny my show. It's because these people treated it like that. These people were fake. They were fake at Standing. They were already fakes from then. They were phonies and fakes back then. Shouldn't surprise you that they still are now. He continues. Now, if I had did the things that Dan Nanamkin did at Burning Man and wore a war bonnet, the elders would be asked back the war bonnet, as the war bonnet was dishonored and disrespected. Dan Nanamkin is a traditional dancer. He has his eagle feathers at a drinking venue. This is totally wrong, where alcohol and drugs most likely reek on his sacred feathers. This is a huge no-no, as we do not disrespect our eagle feathers at all. Yet you see in the photos, he is right there where drinking is occurring. All I can say is karma will come back onto those who've gone to this wild frenzy of drinking, drugging, and free-for-all. Our native people have more respect for themselves to be exposed to this type of event or even agreeing to be part of this. Dan is using his newfound fame to the max. Gotta make that money. Just so disgusting and shameful. And that was his comments about this Dan and Nanamkin post with the video. And, Dan talks about how the dome came from Red Lightning and they had 20 teepees. I'm assuming they brought teepees to Standing Rock from Burning Man. That means that you knew that the teepees came from a bunch of white millionaires and billionaires that appropriate indigenous culture, because you didn't think they had a special band of Lakota that lives out there at Burning Man, right? Mm-hmm. And Dan Nanamkin also made a post about this, which I will read a little bit of. He says, this is a posted September 6th. A lot of these people, I got to tell you, they didn't just do a video. They did a post, a video, 2-3 posts, a couple of videos over and over again because people came at them hard. Maybe this was just the last straw for people. Maybe this is what it took. Maybe this Burning Man is a blessing in disguise because their justifications are just too much. This is the straw that broke the camel's back for a lot of people. You're finally like, okay, I tried to defend all of the crazy and crappy things that you have done at and since Standing Rock, but this is it. This is all I can take. I'm done. I'm pulling my support because otherwise, I would, you know, for people that have made so many justifications of why it's their damn right to do this stuff at Burning Man, they want to, that they would post so much about it. I think, methinks thou dost protest too much. So here's Dana Nimkin's post. I arrived late on Tuesday to Burning Man, so my understanding was that wasn't at all up to par in who was who or what was what. But Tuesday after, there he is playing stupid. Notice how all these people are like, I never heard of it.
That's right.
By Tuesday afternoon, intention, as I understood, was to highlight the power of prayer, which tribal elders from Paiute, as well as Standing Rock and other nations, including South America, were dressed in their regalia representing themselves. So that makes it perfectly okay for you to do it, Dan, because they got some other Indians to sell out right along with you. Thank you for letting us know. He continues. They were to say a prayer, the world, peace, earth, etc. I noticed one very well-known singer, as well as other natives. So I inquired to the guy who was managing the drums if they were going to sing, which he said he had a drum group, and they would sing us a song as the elders entered the medicine wheel area. I had my regalia, as my intent was to have checked out the Numanga powwow that weekend, which I and Myron Dewey did on Saturday. Oh, that's why he took his regalia. It wasn't so that he could, he was just wearing it early.
Mm-hmm.
He just put it on early. He's like, what the hell? I'll wear it here where everyone else is appropriating indigenous culture because I'm more Indian than them. And if they're going to wear a war bonnet, I'm going to wear a war bonnet. Screw it. But his real intent was he was just going to the powwow. Okay. And following suit to support the elders, he was just supporting the elders. He wanted to go to the powwow. That's why. Also, there were other people doing it. Every single one of these is an excuse that you hear from a six-year-old. Oh, yep. My God. Mm-hmm. They're terrible at excuses. Everyone was doing it, Mom.
Yeah.
And also, Tom did it. Chase did it. There's a lot of other people there doing the same exact thing. And so he says that Myron Dewey and him, by the way to throw Myron Dewey under the bus with you, Danny.
Exactly.
I want to see him turn on each other. He was worse than I did. He sang a Lakota song. He's the one that brought the embers to Burning Man. I saw him drinking, you know,
mm-hmm.
Come on, you all did wrong, and you should own it. You should own it. Instead of trying to excuse it, you should say, you know what? I did know about Burning Man, but I thought I'd give it a shot anyway. I thought maybe they could be respectful, but I was completely wrong. I was naive and stupid, and in fact, now that I think about it, I'm ashamed that I even allowed myself to go there and give someone a benefit of the doubt who's been doing something that's raunchy, dirty, disgusting, profane, and that appropriates Native culture. For 20 years. I'm not going to make up an excuse. I didn't know about this. I had to have known about it. I did know about it. I should have known about it if I was going to go there, especially taking my eagle feathers. But I didn't bother to. And now I have offended a bunch of people. I understand it. If you guys don't want to have me in your leadership representing you and or in your ceremonies because I've disrespected ceremony. And if that's the case, set me straight, hit me up. I am ready to listen to the criticism. I am ready to be contrite. I am ready to apologize. I am ready to turn over a new leaf. But you ain't hearing them that saying that. You ain't hearing that because they don't care. They don't care. They don't care that you're mad. They're upset to the degree that you will not fund them further, to the degree that you will not believe in their bull honky and take their orders. That's to the degree that they're worried. That once they lose the power to run people around the country by their noses, to lead people around, to be Pied Pipers to indigenous people, to tell people to how they're going to shape the movements for their liberation, that's what they want to do. They want to hold all of us hostage to their way. Excuse me. He goes on to say, following suit to support the elders, I did as they were, and dressed to support them and their prayer. To me, I thought it was an honor to lead them into the circle to do what they had to do. He thought it was an honor. I was pretty shocked, to be honest, and as when we entered the space, things were totally different than I thought was going to happen. Maybe it was their way of welcoming us to their circle. I have no idea. That drum group kind of took over the event, and I wasn't expecting that to have happened until just before we walked along with Antoine Edwards, and he quieted them down. Then we sang our song, and we left and put our things away. You mean your sacred items that you took into an orgy? You mean those things? Myron has taken up all our complaints, and he is working with the Red Lightning staff, as Myron is also from the Paiute Nation, and I'm sure he along with the local tribal people, will make sure something like this is in the Huffington Post to demand this change in the festival communities. No, it's not. No, it's not. And I'm going to put the link to this HuffPo article where they're talking about cultural appropriation in the comment section of our show, and you can go read it for yourself. It actually tries to justify the cultural appropriation and uses, once again, the token Chase Ironized to do it. So no, you're wrong, Dan and Nimkin. And I don't think Byron is going to do jack squat, although in his videos he was saying, oh, maybe next year we're going to shut down the road. Maybe next year we're going to... Why in the hell did you even go there? Why are you wasting people's time and energy on that trash fire?
Yep.
It's a trash fire. Okay. Moving on. My computer hates me right now. Let's go on to the next person. I'm not even going to finish reading Dan and Nimkin's lengthy and long-winded blah, 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 blah. Because that's really all it is. I mean, it's just a bunch of, we offered one key element, which was a safe environment to all that we shared something very simple, a place to pray. With that, it opened a lot of hearts and created an opportunity for many who said they would do more to stand up alongside with us in the future. Fights for water and each other, and because unity matters a whole lot of time in this world. World emoji. This is one of the sentences in Dan and Nimkin's thing. You're not going to go and do anything with people that have this world view. You're not going to go to the Wisichu. You're not going to go right to the people that culturally appropriate your culture and educate specifically them. You're not even taking the time to bring the message to the people that want to work with you. What in the hell is wrong with you? And then you got Myron Dewey. Myron Dewey also making these same excuses. And there's a picture of Myron, and one of the women all the way to the right there is Tina Pugliese, who you might recall worked with him on the video documentary Awake, featuring none other than kidnapper Mulaney Stoneman that Myron did along with Josh Fox and some other producers for that show. Well, he was out there too, and he did several videos making excuses and also justifying how Burning Man could be useful in the movement for Indigenous people. It is such a convoluted, twisted... I did not know a man of his stature and portliness could contort himself into the ways in which he contorted himself to excuse his behavior at Burning Man. But I saw him do it on video. Another one of these... And another thing that he said was, he's out there to educate. What did you think of his videos where he was talking about that stuff, Duke?
Oh, you know, I haven't watched them all, but I heard him talking about them.
The one we watched when we were in Minot.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about what you thought about what he was saying about the Paiute tribe. And...
Oh, he... The thing that stuck out the most for me is that he was talking about how he's going to do a bunch of work next year to stop the highways, to stop them from even going there if they don't agree to getting rid of these headdresses and stop doing cultural appropriation. And I thought, wow, that's a lofty goal for him to decide that next year they're just going to shut it down. You know, I was like, you know, you haven't been involved in this at all, and then you're suddenly going to shut this thing down next year, and you're going to wait. That's a whole year away. What about now? What about all the work you could do right now? So,
well, you know what? If these fake Hollywood Indian leaders, phonies that were there to actually divert funds from the real radicals, from the real revolutionaries, from the people that really wanted to stop the pipeline and stop the extraction from Energy Transfer Partners. If they're going to, if all of these people that went out to Burning Man are going to attack Burning Man, because I also heard that Antoine Edwards say, so we go on, we go back to Burning Man. Let's go back there next year, but let's go back there like 100 deep. And I'm like, if all of these people are going to go and fight Burning Man the way that they fought to stop ETP, then I think Burning Man will be twice as big next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're fakes. They're phonies. They're not really trying to stop these things. They're trying to support white supremacy and the people, the rich moneyed interests that paid for them to go to Burning Man, for them to go to Washington, for them to go all over the country, flying planes, flying to Italy, flying here, flying there, flying everywhere, going to Hawaii. That's what they want. That's what this is about for them. They don't want you to be jelly, okay? They sold out to Satan, and that's what you get when you sell out to Satan. If you don't like it, well then, you should go to Burning Man and check it out for yourself before you start talking and running your mouth about Burning Man. That's what they've been telling people. If you are just joining us, this is A Mexican Crossing Lines with Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
On 88.1 FM, KPPPLP, where we're adding local color to your airwaves. Chumash was saying that to people.
Mm-hmm.
Myron was saying that to people. You should come and experience for yourself. I'm like, what? Now you're advocating for Native people to go to a drunken, booze-filled orgy? What are you talking about? I heard about this thing, and I'm not afraid to drink. I've gone to concerts. I've gone to festivals. I've had to cover all this stuff. I was invited, and I was like, no, Burning Man is that's too much. I know this is not a thing that I would do. So let me just say that there is a video that Brooke Ashley did, and I want to share it with you. You know, this one, Brooke, she was like, I'm going to do a video that shows how I was upset at Burning Man, but I stayed there. And then in the video, they're like riding around on bicycles and taking selfies and hanging out together like, ooh, we're having a good time. But she starts it off very dramatic, like, dear Burning Man. She doesn't actually call any specific person on the carpet, especially not the Hollywood Indians that went with her that were wearing their regalia. She doesn't call them out. Notice that. Go ahead, run video.
Dear Burning Man, what do you see when you look at me? Do you see feathers and drums when you look at me? Do you see a primitive culture that can be made better by assimilation? Or do you simply see me as a fun costume worn to honor my people?
Talk to Mountain Eagle. He recognizes me.
But I just want to know why you think that's appropriate for you to wear.
Because my spirit guides told me to,
but
and I submit.
But you're not Native American, and your ancestors.
Really, I'm not? You don't know that?
You just said you weren't.
Yeah, you just told us you weren't.
Not in this incarnation.
I watched this intoxicated woman and many others like her objectify and devalue our traditional war bonnet. As she storms off to her next drunken adventure, not a single word that was exchanged was able to sink into that overly glittered head of hers. Not knowing that her ignorant choice of attire holds great honor and spiritual significance to my people. Dear Burning Man, I'm sorry we didn't look Indian enough for the short duration of our stay. And I'm sorry we could not live up to your stereotypes. But just know, the disappointment was mutual. I watched the ashes from our sacred fire in Standing Rock being carried by a person who was under the influence of alcohol and drugs. I watched other natives support and stand by as our spiritual and traditional practices were being disrespected and ignored. They held a quote-unquote ceremony where I left early and in tears. I walked back to our camp alone and cried. I felt ashamed and angry that it was there. I felt used, and I felt sadness that our sacred items and medicines were being exploited. I do not regret any of my choices because a few others, along with myself, were able to stay true to ourselves while our spiritual strength was tested. Burning Man was a learning experience, to say the least. And even though we didn't participate in their quote-unquote ceremonies, we still found ways to make the most of a bad situation. Goodbye, Burning Man.
Peace.
Miserable and sad. Yeah. Why didn't she film the part where she walked back, where she left the ceremony and walked back to her tent crying and did an angry live stream going, I really want to get out of here, but I can't. This is terrible what's happening. And I want to leave. Why did you wait until everybody knew about the fact that you went out there and got angry and started talking all over the internet about all of the fakeness, the phoniness, the sellouts? Why did you wait till then? That's the question I have.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, these people have a history of doing things that are messed up, like featuring Melanie Stoneman in your film, Myron. Or how about their connections to Ed Higgins, William Hawk? How about your connections to LaDonna Brave Bull Allard? Your connections to the people that were working directly with those who put Kathleen Bennett in a jail and her mother in a hospital and nearly killed her? How about that? So, next I want to show you these pictures. This is Tina Pugliese, and here they are in Hawaii. Remember that? I'll remind you, because on the lower left there in the white bikini or white swimsuit, there is Brooke, the one that just did this video. She looks like she's having a good old time out there in Hawaii. And all the way over there next to Ed Higgins here is Tina Pugliese. And in the middle there is LaDonna Brave Bull Allard. So let's not forget these people were hanging out. They've been hanging out in a lot of these different things, and they've been working together. It's not surprising to see Myron Dewey hanging out with William Hawk and all of these people out there at Burning Man to me. They've all equally ignored the real stories of Lakota people who have needed help and debauched themselves at these events where they're really ignoring the plight of those that got left behind at Standing Rock. And here's another picture of Brooke and Ashley hanging out in Hawaii together. Hawaii life is so hard. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag my best friend. And that's Tina Pugliese and Brooke Ashley Waikau. Next, we will be talking about another guy who made a video.
Yeah.
Chumash. And Chumash did this video where he was out at Burning Man. Here's a Chumash's video at Burning Man. There's a real drumming. Did you even see any Native people in there?
No.
That was just a bunch of white people playing Indian. That's what that was. So that's what the real drumming sounded like. That doesn't even sound anything like real drumming.
No, it sounds like festival drumming to me.
What?
Festival drumming. The white people festivals.
White people festival? No. I'm talking about Native drumming.
Nope.
That does not sound like normal Native drumming of any kind I have heard.
Nope.
That just sounds like craziness. And they're not saying anything. They're just like mumbo jumbo crap. It doesn't even make any sense. Okay. Chumash is someone that also made an apology video, which he did not apologize very much in, but he encourages people to go and figure it out. You need to find out what Burning Man is for yourself, he says. And I'm not trying to knock the festival itself or festivals in general. If you're into that thing, more power to you. What I think is really sick is that these people that have been purporting themselves to be like relatives in prayer, Chumash, Dennis Romero, Ernesto Burbank, What they're really about is this cultural appropriation, getting rich, getting famous, and being Hollywood.
Yep.
That's what they're really about. They want to be more like Christina Hollenbeck and less like Red Cloud. They do not want to have the real association that goes along with the suffering and the poverty of Standing Rock and reservations and Indigenous nations, for that matter. They don't want to have that. They want to transcend that part of it and leave those people behind. So why can't any of these people just apologize for what really went on, what they did? Mm-hmm. They participated in something that's really terrible. Let me give you an idea of what Burning Man really is. Let's talk about what Burning Man really is. Here's a picture of something that went on at Burning Man. This is a woman who is pumping the breast milk out of her breasts so that she can give them to people. Her name is Miki Agrawal, who is the controversial co-founder and former self-proclaimed CEO of period underwear brand Thinks, giving away her breast milk, which some have used at Burning Man to cure their hangovers. That seems wholesome, doesn't it, Duke?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And others used her breast milk to make lattes.
Mm-hmm.
Lattes. This is some of the stuff you can find out at the Wholesome event. Remember when Chase and Myron and all these people were saying, it's just a safe place for self-expression. They were just doing their thing. Exactly. Well, let's talk about some of the things that happened at Burning Man. And by the way, you can go and find a bunch of these yourself. You can go and look at all of our Burning Man links where we found some of this crazy information about what they do there, what they really do there, what's going on, what's happening. So you can check it out for yourself, just like all of these people could have done before they went out there and humiliated people and humiliated themselves.
Exactly.
Here is from the article where the man ran into the Burning Man fire and died. People were injured and killed at this thing. I would guess that a person under the normal, not drugged out of their mind or drunk or high or crazy or on some hallucinogen, I don't think that he would have killed himself. But I don't know. Maybe normal people that are in a peaceful, prayerful place that are just trying to experience self-expression run into burning fires and kill themselves. Maybe that's just normal. Aaron Joel Mitchell, 41, died of fatal wounds, burn wounds. Another attendee was also airlifted after a car hit his tent. Oh my God, I hope that wasn't Ed Higgins. Oh no, wait, he's over in Texas, isn't he?
That's right.
Oh wait, no, he's gone. Now he's in Florida. Uh-huh. What happened to the people he was going to save in Texas again? I don't know. I don't know. I think he took y'all for a bunch of money and then ran away again to the next fake salvation opportunity for Mr. Ed Higgins. Now Miko Hayes is tagging along.
Mm-hmm.
Mona Cedillo. They did such a fine job of investigating the Kathleen Bennett story. That, man, what haven't they done? Those people, they're so accredited. I just. Mm-hmm. So here's what really goes on there. Debauchery in the desert, wife swapping, orgies, orgy tents, drugs on tap, how billionaires and Hollywood stars are flocking to a festival that makes Glasgow look so tame. This is the playa that they speak of. Hollywood stars are flocking to this festival. Annual Burning Man Festival attracts around 70,000 people each year for the week-long binge. There's public nudity, especially for women, which is actively encouraged, as well as orgies, partner swapping, and threesomes, which are rife there. The festival in Nevada is a free-for-all of art, music, fancy dress, and outrageous behavior. Check out the article in the Daily Mail by Tom Leonard. In it, they talk about these orgies. It's billed as America's answer to Glasgow, Glastonbury, but it's a 20-year-old celebration of free expression in a tent city in the desert, which makes Somerset's annual orgy of mud, booze, and bands look like a scout's jamboree. sex between burners, as festival goers are known, is known as dust love or tent trysts. And old hands suggest that it's simply selfish to stick to monogamy if you're going to Burning Man. Public nudity, especially by women, is actively encouraged, while orgies or at the very least partner swapping, if not threesomes, have become just as much a feature of Burning Man as the ceremonial torching of huge wooden effigies of a man to celebrate the summer solstice. Group sex is actively encouraged, or so-called theme camps, giant tents complexes where free bars encourage visitors to loosen up and participate. A popular venue is the so-called Orgy Dome, run by a group called itself. And then there's Only Love. Conventional notions of love are hardly what's fostered inside of this giant dome. It builds itself as a 24-hour sex-positive consensual space where all can love and be loved. Helpfully, the Orgy Dome offers free towels and sheets, but asks its visitors to clean up after themselves in line with the festival's no waste eco credentials. As well as old-fashioned orgies, it offers classes on sadomasochism and group erotic massage. Thursdays are unicorn night for couples seeking a threesome, while Saturdays are scream night, which invites the courageous to join a room of moans. Prizes for the loudest. The Orgy Dome is hardly alone. There's also a group sex bus, the Sex Libido Lounge, and a Canadian-run club with an unprintable name where judges give points to amorous couples for style and inventive poses. While the list is jaw-dropping and open-minded possibilities are familiar to regular burners, what's fascinating is that the loved-up hippies who've been gathering here for years are now joined by Silicon Valley billionaires, Hollywood actors, and New York models flocking to lose their inhibitions. If the festival didn't already have plenty of critics, it has attracted many more in recent years, even from diehard attendees. Their complaint that the Burning Man was hijacked by a growing army of slumming rich people. Despite the festival's claims to be scrupulously anti-materialistic, money is practically outlawed on the site, so you theoretically have to barter for free-flowing drugs. It is now patronized by some of the world's biggest capitalists, and they tend to emerge from its sexual liberated atmosphere talking as if they just found nirvana. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, Amazon's Bezos, Google's mastermind, Sergey Brin, they've all attended Burning Man. Some, like Zuckerberg, can retreat to their own dedicated campground within the site for their own companies. Other attendees in recent years have included socialite Greek shipping heirs Stravos Niarchos and his sister Eugene, British socialite Lady Victoria Harvey, and members of the Versace and Rothschild clans. So, Chumash, I don't know what you're talking about. Most people can't afford to go to anything like this. While a standard ticket to Burning Man cost $3,300, and this year it was $600, his camp was charging $25,000 a person for a weekend. Some of the female guests, fashion models naturally, are flown in from New York, but the rest are forking out more than $2 million all told. Most of the exclusive camps are serviced by Sherpas, paid staff, who are there to make sure guests want for nothing. Menus include boiled lobster, sushi, and filleted steak. Your food, your drugs, your costumes are all handled for you, so all you have to do is show up. Private lavatories, which could be the holy grail at Glastonbury, are there for burners willing to pay. And there's a yoga entrepreneur and Hollywood director's daughter who went there the previous year to the festival in an RV with special dome that had a chef based there who specialized in raw vegan foods. There's also a machine that makes margarita cocktails. The guests, each paying $20,000, got to choose from a huge wardrobe of wild outfits to wear each day. Miss Gruber's says the cost is a bargain, allowing people anonymously and inhibitedly to play in a safe environment. So, folks, that's really what Burning Man is really about. Mm-hmm. For those people trying to sell you on something else, they're lying to you. Standing Rock fake Indians. And, you know, this was a, something that I saw a lot at Standing Rock. People were pretending to be Indians when they weren't. That's what goes on here at Burning Man. And the people that went out there to legitimize that, you should be ashamed of yourselves. White folks want to create unity without work, without acknowledging the tools of genocide and continuing forward with their new ways. So all of the people that are out there saying, I was told by spirit to wear these feathers. I have a right to do this. They want to bring unity and bring chase and bring Indians together and drum and talk about all this stuff as if genocide, land theft, and all these other things hadn't occurred and aren't still occurring. Aren't still occurring. You can't just hold hands and say, sing Kumbaya and have all of these things disappear. That's not how it works. You don't just go out into the desert and do this week-long festival and think somehow that you've made change in the world. You didn't do anything but get drunk and screwed. That's all you did. So unifying and creating something new at Burning Man is not something real. That's not something real. Burning Man allows rich white people to masquerade at ceremony, spirituality, and unity without having to rub elbows with anyone who is poor, with anyone from Pine Ridge. You're not going to find anybody there that's really dirt poor in this country that doesn't have power or privilege. And they don't want to be around people like that. Chase doesn't want to be around people like that anymore because he doesn't want you guys to hold him accountable. Myron doesn't want you to hold him accountable. They don't want people of color holding them accountable. That's for sure. The only people that rich white millionaires and billionaires want at Burning Man are sellouts. Hollywood Indians, tokens like Chase Iron Eyes, Dana Nimkin, and everyone else who went out there and participated and lent legitimacy to it, that have accepted and gone along with everything that happened there, the mockery and appropriation of indigenous people.